Started. Welcome to the September 27, 2016 Chatham County Zoning Board of Appeals meeting. Hope everyone's doing well. It's good to see the entire board here. On such a lovely morning. The first item on our agenda is approval of the August 23, 2016 meeting minutes that have been previously distributed to the board members. There's no further discussion. We'll entertain a motion.
So moved.
Move to approve the August minutes. Is there a second?
Second.
We'll vote this time. Okay, you can get in line for minutes.
I didn't read them, so. I'm going to vote for it without fly specter.
Abstained, at least.
There wasn't no button.
Curmudgeon.
Did you say curmudgeon?
Curmudgeon.
I'll second that.
Right. I was going to say, I'm not old enough to be a curmudgeon.
First item on our...
Seems to be getting there.
Curmudgeon apprentice.
First item on our regular agenda is a setback variance request at 7213 Garfield Street. And we'll hear from staff this time.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Pardon me. The petitioner for the first item on our agenda today is requesting a 5-foot variance on the rear yard from the 25-foot requirement for single-family residence at 7213 Garfield Street. This property, you can see on the highlighted tax map, is at the corner of Garfield Street and Homestead Street. The intent that the petitioner has brought forth with this petition is to expand the existing single-family residence. The petitioner stated that the proposed encroachment involves the addition of a 170-square-foot addition of finished space to the rear of the property. In an aerial map, aerial photograph of the residence, which is located here, this is Garfield Street, this is Homestead. The proposed location of the addition is approximately in the location shown on this aerial map. The purpose of the addition, as stated by the petitioner, is to provide a handicap accessible restroom in the residence for a member of the family that lives at the house. In this area, the majority of the lots are 50 feet in width and 100 feet deep. As you can see, the adjoining property to the rear is separated somewhat by mature trees, and there is an existing storage building on the neighboring property which abuts the 6-foot privacy fence between the two properties. That detached storage building is approximately 20 feet in width and approximately 9 feet high. So there is some built-in, although not permanent, separation visually, if you will, in the existing condition. This is a view also of the rear yard here where the proposed addition would go. And this is a street view of the property, and the location of the proposed addition is approximately there. This is a conforming lot. It does meet all the development standards associated with the residential development in the zoning classification. We did, of course, send out correspondence to all the neighboring property owners. We have not heard from any persons either in support or in opposition of this particular request. Based on the remaining depth of the lot, separation from the proposed encroachment of 20 feet and the existing separation of the wooden privacy fence, staff recommends approval of the 5-foot rear yard setback variance. And in our opinion, there will be no negative impact on adjoining property owners.
Thank you. Any questions or comments?
I guess I have one question. Marcus, would that storage shed have required a zoning variance to erect?
It would not have required any permits from the county to be erected.
Thank you.
Any other questions or comments for staff? Thank you. Anyone here for the petitioner? Come forward. Have you signed in already?
Yes, I do.
If you'll raise your right hand, do you swear your testimony this morning will be the truth?
Is that right?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. Yes. Okay. Please state your name.
Yvonne Bass.
Good morning, Ms. Bass. Is there anything you'd like to add or share with us?
No, I just would say my husband is a disabled veteran, and we've been praying over this, this work to be done for at least 10, 12 years. And they, the VA has gave us the opportunity to get the money to build it. And it's just like a blessing, a dream come true. So, and we just heard about the variance, that we needed the variance. And it took us, we finally found a builder, and then we found a builder, and then one builder, and the builder didn't work out, and this builder worked out, and then this problem. It's like problem after problem after problem after problem before we get with the job. So we just hoping that there's no problem for us.
Questions, comments, just something? Thank you. Anyone here from the public to speak on this matter? None will entertain a motion.
I move that we accept staff's recommendations.
Second.
Probably move and second. No discussion. Go ahead and vote. You're approved. I wanted to hold my comment until you were approved. Not a problem, just a step in the process. Good luck. You as well. The next item on our regular agenda is at 1004 Memorial Lane. It is a parking variance request, and we'll hear from staff at this time.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The petitioner is requesting approval of a proposed parking plan and a two-space parking variance to accommodate the expansion of an existing multi-tenant office building. As you mentioned, this property is located at 1004 Memorial Lane. This is south of Highway 80 at the intersection of Bryan Woods Loop and Memorial Lane, and it is developed with that multi-tenant condominiumized office building, approximately 12,500 square feet, where there are several tenant spaces that share currently the 43 parking spaces that are on site. This is an aerial photograph of the property. And it's the one to your right here. This is the subject property, associated parking lot. This is Highway 80 here, Bryan Woods Loop and Memorial Lane. Recently, the owner of the property, let me back up a little bit. When this property was, the site plan was approved for the office building, at that time, the calculation for the parking was based on the existing office space. There is, however, some upper floor space within the building that was used and designated at the time of approval as storage for the owner's business that was upstairs. The owner has would like now to expand into the storage area. In the general development plan process, and not approved or denied by the Zoning Board of Appeals.
Mm-hmm. Any questions or comments from staff?
Marcus, explain to us what you mean by stacked parking.
If you notice, there's an exhibit there, which I can't show you yet.
It's like Weiner Shared House parking on the side.
Yeah, so they're 3D, and they would have to be managed by the owner or employees in terms of moving them when they need to be moved. But essentially, they're proposing that, you know, one car block in the next car and the next car. So you got three rows of cars, 3D, and we'll be able to show you here in a few minutes. But there are some exhibits there to show that. Now, where they're proposing doing that is in the location of the current the dumpster enclosure. So they're proposing to move that a little bit north of where it exists now and be able to put cars within that location. In terms of correspondence, we did hear from one neighbor, which is essentially one of the business owners within the office complex, that did oppose this, but other than that, we did not hear from any other individuals regarding this project. So if you look on...
Were there any more specifics on that? Did they write or call?
It was via phone call and visit to the office. We don't have anything official in terms of a letter, and they're not present here today.
What was their concern?
Their concern was, in their opinion, that the parking lot is, and I'm not quoting them, but they're essentially, they said that it's almost always full, and that the proposed stack parking would be inconvenient for other users of the parking lot. But this is the location of the existing dumpster pad, so the petitioner's plan is to move that slightly north and stack 9 cars within this area, which would leave them too short of the required parking. This is probably a better exhibit of it. This darkened area is the proposed area for the 9 cars, and the relocated dumpster would be in that location.
And I have a question. There is no street parking on the street, either side.
That's correct. There's no on-street parking.
I guess I have a question, too. Marcus, would you repeat what you said about our ability to either approve or disapprove, and also the comment that you made about having to go through some type of another comprehensive review? And I don't know if I'm using
sure.
the right term, but I didn't understand.
In review of the petitioner's request, they requested in their application approval of the proposed parking plan, which you see before you, and the two-space parking variance. It's staff's opinion that the parking variance can be addressed through the Board of Appeals because within the zoning ordinance, section 6-2.9, the Board of Appeals is authorized to vary the off-street parking requirements for any use. There is not, however, language within the ordinance as it relates to the approval of a plan of this nature, a site plan, essentially, and a parking plan in this case. So it was staff's opinion that this, if the board approves, well, whether they approve the variance or not, this plan would have to be approved through the general development plan process as any other site plan would be.
I understand. Thank you.
So what is before us today? Two parking spot variance?
Yes, and the issue of whether or not this plan, this proposed plan, can be approved by this board. Because there's nothing written that says you can or can't. I'm giving you our recommendation based on the reading of the ordinance.
So are you asking for two votes this morning?
The petitioner has asked for two things, approval of this proposed plan, as well as a two-space parking variance.
So isn't that a question?
Because if this plan is approved by the board, they would still be short two parking spaces, because they would need 11 to build out the office space as they would like to do.
Okay. Any other questions of staff at this time? And we might come back to you. Ms. Yellen, are you going to be more than 9 minutes?
I'm sorry?
I didn't know if I need to put a quarter in my car. I'm not here.
You turn the lights out, it'll be short.
Turn the lights out.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the record, my name is Harold Yellen.
I know you're Harold Yellen, and you signed in because you know the drill.
Oh.
What happens when you're in pink wig time and you're not even bringing out the closet to wear?
Too late. Sorry, between the debate and the game.
You calling me?
Sorry, for the record, Harold Dillon, I'm with Mr. Gary Sadowski, who's sitting to my left.
Oh, Gary.
Mr. Sadowski was the original developer of this property. He is also a principal with the CPA firm of Sadowski & Company, who is the largest of the five tenants at this property. I did hear mention that there was one tenant who did object. I want to be careful how I say this. There is an ongoing dispute between Mr. Sadowski and that tenant over services rendered. We have support from all of the other tenants in the building, not that one, and it's not unexpected that that one tenant has an issue with anything that we do. The subject property is located in Brinewood Slough. The math is a little bit complicated, but in 2003, a general plan was approved for 12,500 square feet and required 43 parking spaces. That's what was built. That's the parking we had. The Sadowski space did include a second floor, which we used for warehousing and storage. As you can imagine, Mr. Sadowski's practice involves lots of boxes, lots of returns, and the upstairs was used for just that, for storage. Storage would not require additional parking, but an office would. And Mr. Sadowski would like to use some, not all, of the upstairs for both office now and storage. If you fast forward 13 years, Mr. Sadowski did hire a general contractor to build out the second floor. We would rather not go into all the details, but we assumed that our contractor went out and got permits and approvals. Our contractor did not, and we take full responsibility for that. We are not pointing fingers at anyone. It's always on the property owner. We did not obtain permits, and that's on us. But having said that, we're now trying to find a way to make this work. And we are submitting a request for a variance based on 9 spaces that are stacked. We're very comfortable that this will work for 2 reasons. Reason number 1 is there's an existing 43 spaces out there. I've been out there twice. Once there were 9 cars, once there were 11 cars. So even without any variance of any kind, we have a ratio of 4.0 per 1,000, which is acceptable for some offices, but for general office, our code requires 5 per 1,000. That tends to be a little bit on the high side as ordinances go. The trend is now for fewer spaces, but even without any variances of any kind, literally, we have parking and have always had parking, and Mr. Sadowski can address that, as well as affidavits from his tenants that say we always have enough parking. To the extent that more spaces are needed, we've agreed, and I say we, Sadowski as a tenant has agreed to use 9 spaces at the end for just parking for Mr. Sadowski. It's designed to burden one tenant and one tenant only. It will not burden the other 4 tenants. Since it's Mr. Sadowski who is looking for the additional space, it's Mr. Sadowski who will be in charge of the stacking arrangement. The best example that I do know of is the Weiner Shiras Law Firm, which is about a block that way down State Street. I called over and asked, how many parking spaces do you have? And they said at any given time it could be 11 to 15 stacked parking. There's a little indent for an elevator, so depending on the size of the car. So we know that that's at least a possibility. The choices really before you are either to A, ask for a variance of 2 spaces, or if you prefer not to have it stacked, if we went from 9 to 6, we'd have a variance of 5 parking spaces. And if we had no stacking at all, we'd be asking for a variance of 8 spaces. So the math does get a little wonky on us, but we thought that would make the most sense is to ask for a small variance of 2 based on stacked parking. But if it's your pleasure that you don't like stacked parking for whatever reason, even though it's permitted, seemingly permitted, we can reduce the number, but we'd ask that you increase the variance request before you today. With that, we're happy to answer any questions y'all may have. And Mr. Sadowski, if you wish, has pictures and affidavits and all kinds of things that will hopefully raise your comfort level that this is very doable.
I'll open up any questions or comments. I've been to that office as well, and I would say I've always not had a problem finding a parking space at all.
What's the width of the current parking space?
I don't know the answer. Mr. Kern was going to come with us today, and he had a conflict, but it doesn't appear to be wide enough that we could capture more spaces. I mean, there aren't the double lines, but it appears to be just sort of what you see anywhere.
Could it not be restriped to get more spaces, Mr. Developer?
Mr. Sadowski can answer that question. We had Mr. Curran do his analysis. We went looking for spaces even on the side of the building. But for lots of reasons, apparently there are some easements that go with the property that say no build. We think we've got it maximized the way it is now. It might add one spot. I just don't think you're looking at a lot of spaces.
Okay.
And where do you find in the ordinance that stack parking is allowed?
It simply doesn't say that it's not allowed. And that's basically, Mr. Blackman, as you know, if it doesn't say, it doesn't say. And all we know is that there is stack parking in other places. It was the proposal we brought, and that's why I say to you, if you don't like stack parking, we'd ask that the variance request be increased. Right now it's a 2 based on stack parking. If you only want 6 and not 9, we'd ask for a 5-car variance. And if you don't want any stacking at all, we'd ask for an 8-car variance, basically on the 15,000 square feet, which is not an unreasonable request either.
Well, I have a problem with the comparison to the Wilder Rouse parking. Number one, it's in an entirely different jurisdiction and it's governed by a different ordinance. Number two, there was no parking requirement in that area where that building is. Number three, just happened to be a vacant lot, so they used it for parking. But it wasn't designed as part of a building complex with that as parking.
I wasn't suggesting that it was in the county. What I was suggesting is, from a functionality, it works, and has worked for as long as I can remember. That building's been there,
right,
and they manage it very well. And you come to the door, and people have your keys. And I've parked in that lot before, and I'm sure you have too.
Me too.
So the example given was not to suggest that it was conforming, non-conforming.
I wasn't suggesting that you suggested.
you thought it was different because it was city and not county, and I think that's a fairly obvious. Statement. It's clearly in the city, we're clearly in the county, all of New York County ZBA.
Yes, sir. Any other questions of the petitioner?
I have one. It looks from the aerial that there's a wooded area behind this building, and the building to the left extends further back than this building. Is there no option behind the building?
I walked back there. That is a buffer that we agreed to at the site plan stage. That's our buffer to our neighbor to the other side. The only way to put parking back there would be to destroy the buffer. And given our commitment at the general development plan stage, and also I don't know that there's even the circulation to get back there. You'd probably have to park parallel to the building, not perpendicular.
Yeah.
So, yes, there could be spaces, but it would be, in the process, it would destroy the buffer that's in the back. And you can see there's a, what was that on here? You can see up on the screen, that is a dedicated buffer, and we'd have to remove that in order to put parking back there. We think, all things considered, we'd rather have parking in the front. We also tried to put parking here, but we could not because of easements in the title. And we're required to have breaks in the parking by code.
I yield the combat.
So the only viable spot for additional parking is at this end, to create the static parking. But again, interestingly, I didn't take this photograph. This was taken by staff, and I don't even know when this was taken, but this is 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 parking spaces. When I was out there, I took my own photos, and I don't think this is working right now, but I was there in the middle of the day, and there were 12 parking spaces, 12 cars of the 43. We have never had an issue with parking at the site. What we're trying to do is to comply with ordinance more so than what's required to function. So we believe we'll probably never use the stacking. We're prepared to if we need to. But based on what's on the ground and what's there now, there's just never been a problem. Because even right now, without any additional spaces, we have 4 parking spaces per 1,000 square feet, which is a lot of parking. It doesn't meet the 5, but at 4, there are lots of offices all over the city that have 4 spaces. In fact, there are lots that don't even have 4 per 1,000.
Yellen, I assume, and I'm taking a guess, so I'll just ask the question instead of putting my assumption out there. Is this additional office space going to add to the number of clients visiting Stowski & Company?
It's usually the case. I don't remember the last time I visited my CPA. Things are done electronically. Mr. Sadowski can speak to this directly, but most people don't visit their CPA in person. It's all done by phone, done electronically. Deliveries are made. The space that's upstairs will be approximately half storage, half office. So they're keeping a lot of the space still for storage. I don't see it being an impact. There will be some impact. I can't imagine it being any kind of major impact to parking.
I guess the question is, are there multiple employees going to be up there? How many spaces, more spaces, will be used as a result of this addition versus the ordinance requirement for additional spaces is what I'm getting at?
Mr. Sadowski has said to me over my shoulder that there are no additional employees. They're just being spread out with bigger workspaces, so there are no additional employees associated with this expansion.
So in practical terms, no additional parking spaces being taken up?
There will be no more taken. What we're trying to do is comply with code in the best way that we know how. And that's why, although the petition is for a variance of 2 with stacked parking, if you take away 3 of those spaces from the stack, then we're asking for a variance of 5. And if we have a variance of 8 spaces, we don't need to stack at all. We're simply being given a variance of 8 spaces. We use the existing lot right now, and we move on. So I leave that option to this board.
The tax map shows 5 different parcels.
Yes, sir, and there are 5 different tenants.
Are there 5 different tenants, or are there 5 different owners in a condominium or development type arrangement?
Four owners, four tenants. Some people actually own them and lease them out.
Nobody
leased them at this point. I'm Mr. Sadowski. I want to make sure information is absolutely correct. So, Mr. Sadowski, why don't you come forward? My apologies. I was counting bays, but I think Sadowski has 2 bays, so there are 4, not 5.
Dr. Pam Gallup has.
So you're signed in. You swear to your testimony this morning to be the truth?
I do.
And please state your name.
My name's Gary Sadowski. The condominium, the building and condominium, Dr. Pam Gallup takes 2 bays on the right-hand side. I have 2 bays in the middle. Mr. Williams has 1, and then Ms. Hammond Hodges has the final, last one. So there's 4 owners of the building. I have the affidavits from 2 of the owners that state that there's never been a parking issue, and I have pictures for the last month at varying times all during the day to show that there's never been a shortage of spots. The least amount of spots, I believe, was 9 or 12 that was available. So we're not asking, and we're not adding any additional people In fact, most of our CPAs, or half of our CPAs, are not in the office. Some go to Hilton Head. We have a Bluffton office, and a small Bluffton office, and sometimes we help our gentleman over there. So that the very few clients come to the office, as well as Harold said. In fact, Pam Gallup sent me an email this morning saying that she has client satisfaction surveys they have, and one of the items is ease of parking that she's never had a complaint on. And that's been one of the checks that says that it was pleasant, because there's always been parking there. So there's no intention to increase the number of employees. In fact, we really can't. We have additional record and computer rooms and everything else, and it was really just to accommodate what's there now. Does anybody have any questions? I'd like to present all the pictures if it would help.
In your condominium association documents, are each tenant owner given a certain number of spaces with their property?
No, ma'am. The parking is a common area available for all.
And there's also some photographs on the information here.
And these are the items referred to by Mr. Sadowski. Patient satisfaction, the employees of parking. Ms. Gallup says that she's never experienced a lack of available parking. I think you have one more. Mr. Inman Hodges never experienced a lack of parking. We also have photographs. I'm sorry, David, longer than we expected, but we also have photographs of every time of the day showing that there's no parking issues
in the morning until 8 o'clock at night. In addition to the photographs we have?
We'll hold the photographs unless you...
Are there any other questions or comments of the petitioner?
I'll just add that as a patient of Dr. Gallup's, I'm there 3 or 4 times a year, and I've never had any difficulty parking.
Yeah. I've been to Sadowski and Company to see Clinton on business, and bring my clients there, and never had a problem with parking. There's many open parking spaces.
I just had one observation. If you're going to move the dumpster north, I think Marcus said, and from town to town, I know mine is empty weekly, you're still going to need access if it's the drive up, dump over the top type to get to that, or unless it occurs before normal business hour.
That's exactly what we'll need to do. We will need to arrange for pickup before 8. And just make sure that we are clear on those days.
I guess for me, it's really a question of, do we give the variance on the number of parking spaces? I don't see that we have authority to approve the site plan, and that's really for another body.
I agree.
Then if you're not going to approve a site plan, we would ask that you either consider a variance of 2 spaces or 8 spaces. That indicates that you don't think there's a need for any stack parking at all. We're comfortable with either. We're here to be in compliance, and we cannot be in compliance without a vote from this board.
I can't make the motion, but I would entertain a motion.
I've got a question to staff here. We'll get to that, if that's okay.
Sure.
I don't have any questions of the petition. Marcus, help me with understanding what the current code is for commercial office in the county. Is it 5 per 1,000?
The current code does require 5 spaces per 1,000
for office
space. There are different types of office uses that permit fewer parking spaces.
What would they be? Off the top of your
4 per 1,000. There is some examples of 4 per 1,000.
What would be an example of an office that would require 4 per 1,000?
There is a category called general office, but this particular use is specifically called out as one that requires 5 per 1,000, as well as other uses.
What is that definition for this one, for 5 per 1,000?
accounting firm.
Can. Mm-hmm.
There are some examples that are noted.
Well, it's been my experience from doing 30 million square feet of office space that 4,000 is a normal standard.
Well, I think the point, one of the points that Mr. Yellen made earlier about the sort of aggressive parking requirement for office within our code, there is some merit to that. When you review other codes and even the code that we're working on getting adopted, we are looking at reducing parking requirements, but under the current standard, it is what it is.
If we were to give a variance for 8 spaces, mm-hmm. how would you as a staff member look upon that? Would you be in favor of that rather than doing stacking spaces based on your knowledge of our zoning criteria?
I would say that 8 spaces based on the requirement of if you get to 54 with his proposed office build out, that percentage wise, that would be within the ballpark of a reasonable request for this particular use. For another use, it might not be, but that's not what was presented to us. So, you know, our recommendation is based on what was presented.
Okay.
Mr. Cooper, let's add one thing. I put it on the board for you, the current ordinance, and you can see that C is an office or office building containing accountants. Not that the entire building is accountants, but you can see that it's one space for 200. An artist photography studio is one for 400. Architects, engineers, landscape architects, land surveyors, one for 300. I think what we're all finding is, as we become more electronic in nature, that these parking numbers don't make as much sense anymore. We did not ask for an 8 space parking variance, but once we received the staff report saying that in addition to the variance you have to get site plan review, that's what led us to come and say to avoid this hole, let's see if we can solve and wrap this up in one fell swoop. That's why we asked for the 8 as an alternative.
Well, that's a wonderful advocacy argument, but my question is, what are the uses in the other condominiums?
I believe Mr. Sadowski stated that there were 2 medical offices in his office.
Well, Pam Gallup is one medical office. The other, Dr. Williams, who was the complainant that he had litigation against, he uses it for administrative only. Inman Hodges uses it for administrative only, and we have the other one. So
what? No drive through there?
Pardon?
No drive through there for Inman?
No. He has administrative there. So.
And where do those all fall in the parking scheme?
They're not separately called out because when this office was built, it was strictly built under Mrs. Sadowski's ownership. He was the developer at the time, and his office was an accounting office, so the parking calculation would have been based on that at the time.
Does a physician's office require the same number of spaces?
I believe it.
Hal probably has that.
Yeah, I think that exhibit that Mr. Yellen just showed it at 1 per 200
yes.
Or 5 per 1,000.
It's kind of interesting because it's not a bank. This just says an office or an office building, which is the 1 per 200.
I think there's a
this is really
one.
More for the, it's odd that it's had an accountant that was not looking at well, it does have legal. But yet down here at laboratories, which a lot of medical offices have, they have a lab testing. It's 1 for 350, 1 for 350, or
what page number is that, Harold? I think we need to go to the next
page. I'm on one page because it's on one of the flags.
Yeah, I've got it here. I think.
Ms. Blackman, I guess the answer is that offices come in all shapes and sizes.
There is a...
And they have different requirements.
No, by code, they probably have the same requirements, but in reality, they have different requirements, is my guess.
There is some language in here. Medical and dental offices, one space per each 175 square feet of leasable area, or 3 spaces for each doctor and health-trained person occupying the use, whichever is greater. So, yes, the point that Mr. Blackburn just made is that in the county ordinance as it relates to parking, even within the office category, there are a number of different requirements.
Well, I'm getting too far deep in the woods here, but I got to ask one more question. If this is a multi-tenant building and we have an accountant in for 10 years of his lease and then we have an architect come in, there's a different space requirement. Are they going to be in violation of the code then?
Well, here's what happens is when there's a use change and that new user, say if a new user came in there tomorrow and wanted to build out one of those spaces for a different use, when they go through their permit process, if they wanted to put a restaurant in there, for example, then the county permit official...
No, not a restaurant, just another office type.
Or any use. You know, they're going to look at it and say, do you meet the parking requirement for that use? And then if you don't, there's an issue.
And do the medical offices there meet the parking requirement with this many spaces?
Well, there's one medical office and one administrative office that's not medical, so... I guess you have to go into subcategories.
This is kind of weeds of beyond what we're here for today. That's right. We need to move this along. That's not before us today. It's. Are we going to do this approval of two spaces for parking variance requests? That's all that's going before staff. That's all that went out to the public. There's no public notice for 8 space variants. We're here to decide on 2, and that's it. Is there a motion?
I so move.
Second.
Any further discussion? Like that, let's have a vote. But not
clarify
that motion.
I move that we approve staff's recommendation of a variance of 2 spaces.
Mr. Chairman, I'll make one point before, I'll reiterate one point before we take the vote. Is that I just wanted to be clear and on the record that the petitioner will still have to go through the permit process with Chatham County.
We understand.
Yes, okay. Well, that, and as I see it, that's all that was advertised here today. And for us to approve something that was not advertised, I don't think we have authority to do. So we can't change.
Mr. Chairman,
we understand that.
We also understand that as well.
Different. We often do that.
Well, they're requesting something different. It's a little different. We didn't come up with this.
Can I say something? Yes. I'm Yolanda on behalf of zoning for Mr. Seebeck, Yolanda Washington. It is stated that it is permit required, but they have 2 weeks. And there's a letter of violation that they have to have this within 2 weeks for a permit. If not, they will be taken to court, Mr. Sadowski. So just to put that on the board. Okay. Make note of that.
Okay.
Joe, did you get that?
I really didn't.
There's a... go ahead.
There's a violation notice here from Mr. Sadowski stating that he has 2 weeks to come in to get the permit since a permit was not issued upon the work. He has 2 weeks to complete, come in and get a permit for this. And if not, he will be subject to go to court.
Yeah, and I've had several conversations with Mr. Seebeck, but he's still out of the office.
No, I spoke to Mr. Seebeck this morning. He just wrote it this morning.
Oh, this is brand new.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, we're waiting for Mr. Seebeck.
I'm surprised, but you got unanimous approval.
Thank you very much.
I get
to see you
also.
Yeah.
Great to see all 7 people here. When we go to meetings and it's not a full house, so we thank you very much for that.
We have a very dedicated membership here.
Yes, we do.
Apparently, you do. Thank you very much.
Thanks so much in the city. Another conversation.
Is there any other business that
one
want to bring up today?
I can dim the lights if it helps.
That was